Hi, this is Alex Mondosian, and welcome to the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp Glossary of Terms. Now, if you want to become an active member, an authority, even a thought leader within an online or offline community such as the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp, or within your own market niche, then you've got to learn the language your community uses. You've got to be familiar with the vocabulary of words that people use and throw around. By doing so, you'll increase your literacy, and by increasing your literacy, you'll have greater clarity and impact with others within that community. Does that make sense? And that's exactly why we put together this glossary of terms. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's a list of the key terms that have caused a lot of confusion for a lot of people, and we want to put an end to it right here and right now. So let's go through it. Affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is the process of affiliate reselling or affiliate management. When you're an affiliate reseller, you sell someone else's product or service and get paid commissions. When you are an affiliate manager or publisher, you own the product and therefore recruit affiliate resellers who sell on your behalf and you pay them affiliate commissions. Analytics. Analytics is the process of gathering and measuring statistics, that's data, about your website. Now, that could include the number of visitors, where the visitors came from, how long they stay. The whole point is to analyze and improve web conversions and visitor values, which are two terms that are also talked about in this glossary of terms. Google provides a free analytics service called Google Analytics, and probably the biggest single mistake internet marketers make is they get lazy with measuring and testing. You can only improve what you measure. So our hope is that you utilize the analytics tools, many of which are free, so that you can improve your web conversions and visitor values online and therefore become more profitable. Autoresponder. An autoresponder is an online software system that sends out email messages automatically as an important tool for conducting online commerce, such as follow-up. Now, when you get an order placed or when you opt in, you probably have gotten an email back right away. That is an autoresponder. There's not someone automatically typing something in the moment they get the order. That has been pre-written and it's been automated through a system, and that's called an autoresponder software system. Very important tool, and it's a tool that we're going to teach you how to utilize at the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp. Blog. Now, blog is a term that's often thrown around, but it originally came from weblog. It's like an online diary that is powered by an typically easy to use, content management system or software, such as WordPress.com, and it can be updated frequently and easily without requiring any HTML or web publishing skills. Now, popular blog publishers invite their visitors to comment and share opinions on the relevant topics they're speaking of. So the point of a blog is to dialogue with your visitors so that they in turn can help deliver and create content for you, and you build a community that way. Browser. Now, a browser is something you've probably used the moment you were on the internet. It's a software program that allows you to access and view websites. The most popular browsers are Internet Explorer, or IE, and Firefox. Those are used for the personal computer. Safari is another browser, and that's typically used on a Mac. Content Management System, or CMS. Now, this is a word that's thrown around a lot, and it's nothing more than a web application that allows users to add and edit web pages on a website without requiring HTML web publishing skills. You'll be experiencing this at the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp. The goal is to make it easy for the non-technical person to not only build web pages, but to add web pages without constantly having to refer to a webmaster. Conversion rate. Now, a conversion rate we first talked about in the definition of analytics. And a conversion rate is the number of sales or leads or other desired actions that occur on your website compared to the total number of visitors that you get. The aim is to have the conversion rate as high as possible, such as a 50% opt-in conversion, which really means 50 out of every 100 visitors are subscribing into your email database. That's a very high conversion rate. The higher the conversion rate, the greater the success you'll have as an internet marketer. Customer avatar. Now, this is a word that isn't commonly used, although many people know what avatar is, But a customer avatar is kind of like a customer persona. It's a fictional character that the marketer is making up and represents the customers who share similar demographics, psychographics, attitudes, even core values within the market niche. Creating and naming customer avatars, actually creating a fictional character and naming that person, gives the marketer, gives you, a much deeper emotional awareness of what is driving your customers or prospects into buying decisions. And therefore, you will raise your batting average of not only increasing conversions, but making more money on a passive level for as long as you're online. Domain name. A domain name is also known as a URL. A URL is known as a uniform resource locator. Now, it's a virtual address of a website, or it's the location where you can be found or your website can be found. The most common domain names that you probably know of are google.com and youtube.com. Email signature, also known as SIG file. This is a brief promotional message included automatically by your email software program at the end of every email that you send out to promote a new campaign or perhaps strengthen your existing brand. It goes out automatically and you can change it at will depending on what you're promoting or what you're branding at the time. Ethical bribe. An ethical bribe is a relevant and attractive free offer that incentivizes first-time visitors to opt in or motivate someone to take action because that you are ethically bribing them to do something in return for something of equal value. Flash. Flash, you may have often heard of and you've probably experienced. It's a free multimedia technology developed by Adobe, and it was originally developed for easy audio and video interactivity because it frequently utilizes the technology that makes audio and video instant for advertisements and online games. Right now, you are listening to a Flash audio file. This audio you're listening to is a result of Flash. Forum. Now, a forum is an often overlooked tool, but it's probably one of the most powerful ways to understand whether people who are in your market niche are hanging out together online. It is an online community. It's an affinity group. It almost has its own culture where visitors and return visitors post topics of common interest to cultivate discussions, and it's typically user-generated content. Sometimes as a leader of the forum or a facilitator, and they were originally known as bulletin boards in the early days of the internet, but the beautiful thing of a forum is that it's democratized, meaning the content is user-generated after a theme is started. Frequently asked questions, or FAQ. Now, in my opinion, FAQs are the most powerful tool to motivate prospects to become customers and customers to become evangelical raving fans. Now, these are a list of questions and answers about a particular subject or theme or product or service typically posted on your website or online help desk to enhance customer service. And what we do with it is often get people to overturn their objections because a great FAQ list has objections built in and the answers overturn those objections. When I start a website, I always start with my FAQ list because it gets me out of my own mind and heart and puts me immediately in the minds and hearts of my prospects and typical customers because I want to know what questions they're asking when they're about to visit my website for the first time. Internet Service Provider, or ISP. This is an organization or company that offers a website owner access to the internet. It's as simple as that. You can look it up on Google, but that's the best definition I can give you. Internet Protocol, or IP. This is a term that creates a lot of confusion, especially amongst new members of the internet marketing community. This is a unique number consisting of four parts separated by dots. For example, 165.115.245.2. Now, an IP is important because every computer and website on the internet has an IP address. It's not something that you're given as the browser. That is also known as the domain. That's what you're given because that's the external address. But the IP is the internal address so that the computers within the internet can make sense with where the locations are of each of the websites. JavaScript. Now, this is something I'm sure you've heard of, and if you haven't, then the simple definition is that it's a programming language developed by Sun Microsystems. It's a very big company, and it enhances browser functions and makes the internet a lot more functional. You probably have experienced JavaScript and didn't even know it. Joint venture, also known as JV. Now, a JV or a joint venture is a partnership of two or more business owners, typically formed to undertake a specific business transaction, a project, or collaborative venture. It could be an endorsed mailing. It could be affiliate support. A JV is a catch-all term where you're collaboratively working with two or more other internet marketers. Keywords. Keywords are critical word descriptions or phrases that optimize search engine traffic based on the relevance of specific online products or service offers. Now, when you type in a keyword phrase into a search engine, you're going to get results of other websites. Now, those websites that are most keyword optimized are the ones that show up at the very top of Google or whatever search engine you're searching. Now, sometimes keywords are also supported by AdWords, or that's pay-per-click traffic, and those are the sponsor ads that you see on Google as well. The internet is written by keywords, which lead to sentences, which lead to websites. The language of the internet is verbal, and now it's turned audio as well as video. Everything starts with keywords. Newsgroup. A newsgroup is a discussion group that takes place online, and it's devoted to special topics that are electronic messages, also called postings. Anyone with a news reader, and that's standard with most browsers, can read or post a news group. It's similar to a forum, but it's more news-centered, and it's more of a discussion group that takes place online. Open source. Open source is typically relating to software or any online platform and media development through bartering, through collaboration, and there are no production costs at all. It's available to the public for free. One of the most famous, practical, and profound open source platforms is WordPress. Now, it's known to be a blog open source platform, but it's also an exceptional content manager for many of the most successful internet marketers. WordPress is an open source blogging platform, and Wikipedia, if you've heard of Wikipedia, is an open source free online encyclopedia that anyone can edit. Open source has a profound impact on the internet because it has democratized content, it has democratized access, and it is the future of the direction that the entrepreneur is going, online and offline. Opt-in. Opt-in is a permission-based database subscription when a website visitor subscribes with their email address. When someone opts in, they're typically giving you their email address in exchange for something you have promised. And as going back to one of the previous words, many times internet marketers have an ethical bribe to enhance the motivation for people to opt in. Portable document format. Now, this is also known as PDF, and it is a universal distribution format developed by Adobe that allows electronic documents such as the glossary of terms. The glossary of term sheet is a PDF. It allows these documents to be read, such as on ebooks, with ebooks and one-page documents, special reports, consumer awareness guides, to be viewed consistently with all types of computer platforms, whether it's a Macintosh or PC format. Pay-per-click advertising. Pay-per-click, or PPC, is an internet advertising model utilized by search engines such as Google.com, and you commonly have probably heard Google AdWords. Pay-per-click started with the intention of having ads being paid for and having accountable advertising for internet marketers. Organic search is where you are at the top of the search engines based on the keywords that you have and how well your website is linked and how much, in terms of Google, how much Google juice your website has. In the case of pay-per-click advertising, you are paying for clicks based on what you pay and relevance with the Google model, and is to generate targeted website traffic by bidding on keyword phrases. Real simple syndication. I love this because many people have heard of RSS, but many people don't realize that it stands for Real Simple Syndication. What could be simpler? This is a web feed. This is where you're getting fed content. And it's utilized to publish frequently updated content posted on blogs, news stories, as well as audio and video content. The great thing about RSS is that it doesn't go through your inbox. You get RSS feeds in other ways, and therefore spam filters don't get in the way, which cause a lot of havoc for internet marketers who do things traditionally and ethically. With RSS, you can get access to your tribe, and your tribe gets access to you with very little hassle or fuss. Search engine optimization, also known as SEO, is the systematic process of optimizing websites with relevant keywords ranked by search engines and directories such as Google.com and Yahoo.com. Social network marketing. Now, social network marketing is the integrated marketing communications that attract online conversations and build communities to share their opinions about specific topics or products and service offerings. Now, social network marketing involves marketing on the social media and network platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other types of social media and social networks that involve marketing. Is the catch-all term used for is called social network marketing. Spam. Now, I'm sure this is something you've experienced. Spam is internet slang for unsolicited email communications that promote products and services. If you didn't opt into a list and you're getting email, that's typically known as spam. Squeeze page. A squeeze page is a web page designed to boost opt-in conversion rates for all first-time visitors. And it's usually in exchange for an attractive ethical bribe. So going back to ethical bribe and opt-in, a squeeze page heightens the opt-in rate because it gives you one choice of what to do, either opt-in or don't opt-in. And squeeze pages, since they've been developed, have increased opt-in rates ever since. Tracking URL. A tracking URL is a unique URL, or domain name, as we've covered earlier, designed to measure the profitability and effectiveness of an affiliate or advertising campaign. It goes back to conversion rate. It goes back to analytics. It really goes back to the age-old adage of you can only improve what you measure. And a tracking URL is one of the least expensive and most simple ways to measure the profitability of a campaign. Upload. Upload is transferring a file. It could be video, it could be audio, it could be a picture. It's not download. If you downloaded this audio, you're downloading it from a website to your desktop or from a website to your laptop or whatever it is that you're using right now. An upload is just the opposite. When we uploaded this audio file, we uploaded to a website. And so when you're an internet marketer, you'll be uploading pictures, you'll be uploading videos and audio. You upload from your computer to a storage location or website online. We'll teach you how to do this at the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp. Value per visitor, also known as visitor value. Now, value per visitor, or VPV, is the average revenue per visitor calculated by multiplying, listen closely, the conversion rate by the product offer price. For example, let's say you have a 1% conversion. That means one out of every 100 people are buying. And let's say they're buying a $100 offer. Well, if you have 1% buying, that's a 1% conversion, and you have a $100 offer, then your VPV is an average of $1. It's a little stronger measurement than conversion rate because conversion rate is only half the picture. You need to bring in the offer price because as you raise the offer price, and if you keep the same conversion, your VPV increases. When your visitor value increases, you make more money and profits. Affiliates want to mail for you because they know they can make more money and everyone is happier because they make more passive income. VPV is value per visitor. Viral marketing. A marketing technique called viral marketing is one that naturally encourages visitors to pass along marketing messages to their friends and colleagues and family through email or social media platforms. Something viral has something inherent within it that gets or motivates someone to pass it on to someone else. Viral marketing is true organic traffic being generated as a result of what you're offering. And when it's happening to your business, it is very exciting. Home stretch. Web hosting. Web hosting is an online data center, or web host is an online data center that provides worldwide connectivity to the web. It will involve file storage and accessibility to services for a website publisher or internet marketer just like you. Web hosting is very inexpensive these days, but it's critical because without a web host, it's impossible to have a website. WordPress. WordPress is a popular and open source blogging platform that is easy to use, reliable, and is often utilized as a content management platform for other types of website themes, just aside from being blogs. WordPress is one of the most powerful content management tools around, and some of the most skilled internet marketers use it religiously because of its power and ease of use. Well, there you have it, the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp Glossary of Terms. Go back and review some of these words and make sure that you understand their deeper meaning. You can always look them up on Google or Wikipedia if you wish. Just remember, if you learn the language of your community, then you have a better vocabulary. When you have a better vocabulary, you improve your literacy. And when you improve your literacy, then you can communicate with more impact and greater understanding.